the author of eternal, amen, salvation. So, amen, praise God, we are hearing from God himself, can we say amen, amen, praise God, that the salvation that we can experience, and we experience it through the obedience to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This salvation, praise God, is, amen, praise God, eternal. God deals in eternal things. Can we say amen? He himself is an eternal being. Amen, praise God. He has given unto us an eternal soul. Amen, praise God. And we have to make sure we save our soul so that we might be able to have life that is eternal, identified as eternal life. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, he himself, the Lord himself, as he came, hallelujah, to provide for us, amen, praise God, salvation, he is identified as the author of that salvation. He's the one from where, amen, praise God, this eternal salvation flows from. Amen, praise God. If you got it, you got it from him. Because there's no other place, amen, praise God, to find, amen, praise God, eternal, praise God, salvation, but in, amen, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He, praise God, comes to save us, praise God, amen, praise God, and in a day, praise God, that when he meets us, praise God, along our journey in life, amen, praise God, you can be saved in a moment. Hallelujah. Don't take you all year, all week, all month to get saved. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Salvation can come, as it were, in a moment. Can you say amen? It's about us, praise God, being, amen, of the mind to submit ourselves and obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. It only takes, amen, praise God, our, amen, will surrendered to God. Amen, praise God, and bringing our flesh in obedience to what he requires of us, amen, praise God, to receive salvation. Amen, praise God. Repenting of your sin doesn't mean, praise God, that you got to go back to every individual that you wronged. Can you say amen? But it is about the turning of your heart from those things unto God. And amen, praise God. Repentance, amen, is about a turning to God in sincerity of our heart. Amen, praise God. When you want a change, then you turn toward, amen, the change maker. How many know that God is himself a change maker? Amen, light in the darkness. He can bring down high things. He can lift up low things, because that's the power of who our God is. And amen, having, praise God, amen, praise God, come to the place of obedience to, praise God, the requirement of, amen, repentance for salvation, amen, praise God, there then is, amen, a need, praise God, for the washing away of our sins. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God, that, amen, praise God, is accomplished through a water baptism. Amen, praise God, the water baptism requires a name. You gotta have a name. Can you say amen? Amen. John requires, I told us, we need to have faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody tell you, amen, you don't need, amen, that name, because that name is required, amen, of God. In truth, amen, the writer, amen, of Acts said, know that there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can we say amen? And so we understand, praise God, that this this is a critical part, amen, of our, amen, relationship with God. Can you say amen? That, amen, praise God, we, praise God, have a name. Amen, praise God. And this name that is given is a name that is exalted above every other name. This name causes knees, amen, praise God, to bow. Can you say amen? This name causes tongues to confess. What is the confession that Jesus is Lord? You want to give him a praise. Can you say amen? And so, praise God. Amen, praise God. We, amen, are blessed to know where we stand. Amen, praise God. When we have been redeemed, when we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, when we have, quote unquote, been saved. Can you say amen? So there needs to be a point and a place in your life, amen, that you can point to and identify, amen, your day of salvation. Can you say amen? Amen. Whether it was a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday, no matter what the day was, amen, you need to be able to point to a day in your life and say, that's the day that God saved me. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We too often, hallelujah, praise God, are allowing, praise God, the ideology of those that, amen, don't know God, amen, influence us. Can you say amen? Amen. They would have you believe that you ain't saved till you get to glory. Can you say amen? In other words, praise God, amen, you ain't got no place where you can point to along the way where you say, I was saved. Can you say amen? Only when you cross the line and meet God in glory are you going to be able to say you're saved. But if that were the case, how you going to testify? How you going to witness? How you going to tell anybody, amen, that God can deliver you right now? You ought to give him the praise. Can you say it? So praise God. God wants us, hallelujah, to realize that there is a day. I'm going to get a little bit louder, y'all. I'm sorry. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That there is a day, praise God, hallelujah, that, amen, God will, hallelujah, absolutely, positively let you know without a shadow of a doubt that you belong to him. Amen. Praise God. Anybody that have a relationship with God, that know your God, you are not doubtful as to whether or not that relationship exists. I know the God that redeemed me and brought me out of my darkness into his marvelous light. You better give him praise today. Can you say amen? Everybody need a day. Can you say amen that they can look at and saw that their chains fell off? Can you say amen? Everybody need a day where they can look at and say, my burdens, they were lifted. I know, amen, he gave me a new attitude. I know he gave me another reason to give him the glory. I know God turned my life all around. I know that he did it one day. Can you say amen? We have, as a children of God, a memorial. Can you say amen? And on that memorial is a transition line. And amen on that transition line is the time when we stepped out of darkness into a marvelous light. You ought to give God a praise. Tell your neighbor, ain't no light like this light. Can you say amen? And if you want to know the truth, ain't no life like this life. You better praise. There would be no need for a church. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, the Aaronic priesthood, amen, that is the priest of the sons of Aaron. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, those priests died. Are y'all hearing me? And so, praise God, when the priest died, amen, one of the sons, one of the descendants had to step into the place of the high priest. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, that priesthood of that high priest only lasted, amen, until the high priest died, and then he had to be replaced. How many know ain't no replacement for God? Can you say that? Can't nobody replace him. Can you, there's no replacement for God. Can you say amen? So God, amen, praise God. When he's going to establish a real, true, powerful, spiritual priesthood. Amen, praise God. Change the order. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor Aaron. Amen, praise God. Lasted for a while. Amen, but God changed the order. Can you say amen? The sons of Aaron lasted for a while, but God decided because they, amen, cannot continue. That is not the priesthood that, amen, that will identify, amen, praise God, the priesthood that I will establish. So praise God, it didn't matter that he wasn't born in the right tribe. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He didn't come out of the tribe of Levi. He came out, amen, praise God, of Judah. Tell your neighbor, it don't matter where you were born. Can you say amen? It don't matter if you come from the wrong side of the track. It don't matter, amen, if your pedigree ain't all of that. Amen, it just don't matter. Why? Because when God got ready, amen, to make, amen, an adjustment, hallelujah, amen, he changed, hallelujah, the order of the priesthood. Why? Because Aaron could only bring you so far, but to go higher, you don't need the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. You don't, amen, know this, but I'll tell you again what it is that reading the Word of God, reading the Bible, as long as your relationship is only with the Word, G-O-D, you ain't as high as you need to be. Can you say amen? But reading that Bible introduces you to a reality. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is real. He's a real, right now, present God. He is a reality. And amen. The pages will serve to introduce you to the reality that is God. And when you know the reality of God, then you will give him glory, and you will give him praise, and you will want more of him. Cause in your taste, you will see that the Lord is good, and you will ask for more. You will ask for more. Can you say amen? So praise God. The Bible, the Word of God, presents to us a God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But amen. That Bible that draws a picture of his grace, of his mercy, of his loving kindness, amen, of his long suffering, amen, praise God, presents to us a God who loves us. Can you say amen? But it doesn't put us in relationship with him. You gotta have faith. Can you say amen? So out of that Word, out of that Bible, out of those words of God, faith has gotta rise up. And when faith rises up, you're able by faith to reach, amen, a place of acknowledging that I know who God is.
Gonna find
it. Without faith, know a whole lot of words, but do you believe? Know a whole lot of words, but do you believe? Have you adopted it as your truth? Do you lean on it? Do you depend on it? Do you stand? Praise God. Amen. Truth by grace. You are saved. But it's through faith. Can you say amen? Truth. You can come to God. Can you say amen? But how shall they come to God except they believe? Amen. He that cometh to the Lord must
believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Lord, if you come to God, you gotta believe you won't get something. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I ain't coming to God just to stand around. I'm coming to God to get something. And you will just come. You will just come to God. Come by, here I am, Lord. Amen. No, you come looking for something. You come looking. Can you say that? Lord, here I am. Now I need what you got for me. You say thank you, Jesus. You gotta believe us a reward. You gotta believe he's a deliverer. You gotta believe he's a way maker. You gotta believe he's bread for the hungry. He's clothes for the naked. He's everything that I need.
Thank you, true Lord.
Gotta believe that he is.
Hallelujah.
He's a rewarder. For them that diligently seek him. You just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Two reasons. You don't see him. You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't believe
it.
You say thank you. You ain't going to nobody for help that you think can't help. You don't go to nobody for help that you think can't help. You say thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you ain't thinking the man at the garage your car, you wouldn't take it there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You don't go. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So what a reason is nobody come to God. Amen. If they don't believe he's God, can you say that? Just talk, that's all. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But when you come to God, it ain't about talk. It's about action. Can you say amen? It's about demonstrating, amen, my faith. I believe, God, you can help me. I believe, God, you can do something in my life. Man that had the daughter. The child that was vexed. Can you say amen? With the demon.
I'm telling you.
Lord have mercy. And the disciples of the Lord couldn't cast them out. He came to them. And they couldn't cast him out. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Well, you hear me? But he came. Can you say amen? For help. He came for deliverance. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And Jesus, as he comes down from the mountain, can you say amen? Amen. He's met by that man. Can you say amen? Lord, I've been to your disciples, but they were not able to cast it out. Lord, have mercy. Can you say amen? I'm going to preach this later. Stop talking about, amen, amen, faith, amen, and the size, amen, of the mustard seed. I told you that. Can you say, I'm going to preach this later. Can you say amen? But size matters. Can you say size matters? Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. He never told you, amen, faith the size of a mustard seed. He told you faith as a mustard seed. Can you say amen? And so you gotta know what a mustard seed does. Can you say amen? If little faith was acceptable, God would not chasten anybody about little faith. You can't take no little faith and move no mountain. What's wrong with you? That's later. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. Jesus came down from the mountain. He come. Amen to Jesus. I've been to your disciples. Amen. Amen. They were not able to cast out. Amen. This demon. Can you say amen? Amen. But Lord, are y'all hearing me? He said to the Lord, but Lord, if thou can do anything. My God. Amen. He didn't know he was talking to the one that can do everything. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And God told him, if you believe, can you say amen? And this man say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Are y'all here? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Help your if you need a little help, you can ask God to help you. Can I say amen? But before he asked God to help my unbelief, he had already sought God for deliverance. Can you say amen? He believe that God was the answer for his dilemma? Anybody know that God is the answer for whatever problem may be in your life until you come to realize that only one is the answer for every one of your needs? You will never be in the place where you need to be. Amen. But when you come to realize that Jesus is the answer, indeed he is the final answer. Amen. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is what you need. Tell him, Jesus is what you need. You say you got a problem. Jesus is what you need. You say you're worried. Jesus is what you need. You say you're bound. Jesus is what you need. You say you're sick. Jesus is what you need. You say you need the Lord. Jesus.
Yes, buddy. Yes, man.
The redeemed.
Because
they know what they need. Let me get to the end. Can you say amen? Amen. Because, amen, praise God, he's the author of eternal. Say that word, eternal. Amen. He's the author of eternal salvation.
Hallelujah.
That means once God saved you, he ain't got to save you.
I'm telling you.
If God saved me, he ain't got to save me. No. Can you say amen? You can't make his work imperfect. You can make, cannot make his work incomplete. Once God saved you, he saved you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. When you make that transition, amen, praise God, to become a son of God, amen, praise God, God will deal with you respectively as a son of God. Amen. But the life that he gave you, amen, God don't flip-flop on none of his promise. Can you say amen? What he give you, he give you. The issue is, make sure you got what you're supposed to have from the Lord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I gotta know, amen, that I got a day that I was saved. I gotta know that I went to the water. I've got to know that I was baptized in the name of Jesus. I got to know that, amen, I spoke in other tongues and the Spirit of God gave me utterance. These things I got to know. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because, amen, praise God, the devil ain't going to play with you.
I'm telling you.
And just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. Amen. There's some stuff you got
to know. You gotta know.
Because you're going to be in some
I'm
hard
telling you. Hallelujah.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you still got to come
I'm
out fighting.
You're
going to be in some low ground. And you still got to rise up. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. The waters will rise and the fire will be hot. And amen. You can't call mama and say, mama, am I saved? No, you got to know. You can't, don't be calling me. Can you say amen? Pastor, am I saved? You better know. Can you say amen? You better know that God has risen. We, amen, praise God, see God change the priesthood after a different order.
Yes.
He changes it to a different order after the order of Melchizedek.
Yes, Lord.
He founds this priesthood after the order of an endless life. Tell your neighbor, the Lord's testimony of himself is that I am he that liveth.
Yeah.
I love it.
Lord, why do you have to tell us?
I love it.
We know you started at the beginning.
Jesus.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen, praise God. Because God himself put on flesh to redeem us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He didn't send nobody else to redeem us. He came himself to redeem us. He came. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. He tells Israel, strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Behold your God. Shall come. He will come and save you.
Yes.
And the eyes of the blind will be open, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And John, amen, the Baptist in prison, amen, had gotten a sign from God, amen, to recognize God himself.
Yes.
Amen. In the flesh, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. But in prison, see, the devil
wants
you. Just say thank you, Jesus. In prison, praise God. Amen, praise God. He reached out and sent the ambassadors to Jesus. And with this question, art thou he that shall come, should come, or shall we look for another? Can you say amen? But amen, guess what? Jesus didn't take a trip to the jailhouse. Can you say amen? He didn't leave his ministry. Can you say amen? He didn't go back, amen, praise God, to where John was, but he sent a word. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor there's power in the word. If you will believe it, amen, go tell John that the eyes of the blind are open. Go tell John, amen, that the deaf hear. Go tell John the lame are walking, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Can you say amen? The word will witness for itself of the power of our God. So you want to pray to him again. The word say you're going to come out, didn't come out. And so the word witness that you, can you say amen?
Amen.
We're going to have that victory.
I'm telling you.
Out of, amen, praise God, the change of the priesthood became an eternal priesthood.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because, amen, praise God, out of, amen, the change of the priesthood became one high priest.
Yes.
He will never go die. So he never going to be replaced. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. And so then when, amen, the writer writes to us concerning our place in God, he tells us who we are.
Yes,
can you say
do.
Thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
He tells us, praise God, that you are a royal priest. Can you say thank you, Lord? Amen, praise God. What is that? That's telling me you ain't going to die. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can't be a royal priesthood and part of the priesthood of Christ that is unchanging and unending and die. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So praise God. Amen. Out of eternal salvation comes eternal life. Tell your neighbor, you can't have eternal life without eternal salvation. Tell them again, you can't have eternal life without eternal salvation. If you got eternal life, it's because you got eternal salvation. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so, as I leave you today, John brought us to focus.
Hallelujah.
In that first John chapter number 5. He brings us to understand. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
That we believe the witness of men.
Yes.
Y'all have said it before. Men tell you this and the men tell you that. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes,
I'll go right over. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Men tell you we're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Can
you say thank you, Jesus? We go right on believing. Got the nerve to get mad when they don't do it. You said. You promised. Can you say, I got it in the black and white on the contract. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm going to take you to court and make you do. And then when they get to court, they say, ain't got no money, so make me do whatever you can. You can't make me do what I ain't got. Can you say amen? So praise God, we are left sometime without any recourse. Can you say amen? So then there is failure in the witness of men. But John tells us that the witness of God is greater. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So if you accept the witness of men, if you're willing to sign a contract, anybody in here that have bought no car? I know some of us too young, but most of us, a lot of us, if you say amen.
Go ahead,
anybody, amen, they ain't bought nothing you ain't had to sign for. I know you got some charge cards. I know you got some charge cards. And amen and praise God. Some of us do. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen and praise God. And when they swipe the card, they want you to sign. You say thank you, Jesus. What is it? Amen. I'm contracting that I'm going to, amen, pay. Can you say amen? The merchant ain't worried. Your contract is with the one who holds your card. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because amen, he going to him to pay. And the one that holds your card looking for you to pay. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So we accept the witness of men. We have put our name on the line. If you bought a house, amen, after 30 pages, 35 pages, you just going through. Just going through. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And God don't ask us for 35 pages.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Are y'all here? He don't pull out. All right, you want to get saved? He lay out the contract. Okay, now. You got to sign here, sign there, sign here, sign here, sign here, sign there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He only asks for us to have faith and believe what he's telling us to do and act on what he's telling us to do. The witness of God, he says, is greater.
Yes.
And this is the witness of God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It is the witness of his Son. And the record that God gives that is in him is eternal life.
God.
If you don't know what to do, check the record.
Oh, that's all.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? The record.
I'm telling you.
Check the record.
That's right.
The record is of his Son. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
What does he say of his Son? In him is eternal life. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Oh, my God.
And he that hath the Son, you got life.
Yes.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. It is not a claim of the lips.
No.
The claim of the lips have to come from the reality of the experience. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Have you experienced repent? Have you experienced baptism in the name of Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Have you experienced amen, praise God, the power of God amen, overshadowing you amen, and you speaking out of your own mouth in other tongues as the Spirit of God give you the utterance? I didn't do it myself, but God did it through me. Have you experienced passing from death unto life? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Guess what? This experience is not exclusive. Anybody can have this experience. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm going to, amen, close, but I came to Washington. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God. And amen. I was a good Baptist boy because we had some liberties. Can you say
amen?
I did my liberties. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I was a good Baptist boy. No, went into service with my little white Bible and a little gold chain on it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I had faith in God, but I didn't know him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Had faith in God. There was God. I was a believer, but I didn't know him. So you got to not just be a believer. You got to believe. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God. And I'm following Sister Cunningham, the Bible Way. Amen. Praise God. Churches. And we across churches, especially Bible Way.
Yeah,
folk jumping over benches, shouting out their shoes. Amen. Praise God. Praising God. I say these folk crazy.
That's what they say.
These folk is crazy. So no, they crazy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. I sit behind the one bitch. Mercy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Oh, they lost their mind. Found out they had lost their mind. Found out their mind was gone. Amen. Praise God. But I took my little bit.
Yeah.
And set it down.
That's right.
Took my little bit.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. Praise God. And listen to the man.
Yes.
Can you say this again? Heard about a promise.
Yeah.
I've been reading my Bible all that time and didn't know about no promise. Just say thank you, Jesus. You can't get it from somebody who ain't got it.
That's right.
That's got to go to somebody who got it. So they can tell you about it. And say, amen. They can tell you it's real. They can tell you, show not you need it. Show not you the way.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Found out.
Yes.
Amen. Because I was looking critical out. That's how y'all do too. I was cutting. Cutting my eye. I saw him smoking. The saints. I saw him. I saw him with that righteous, more righteous than you attitude. I saw him with their head held up, looking down at me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I saw him acting unseemly. Are y'all hearing?
Yeah.
I saw the saints.
My God.
Those that were saved, I saw them doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I said? I'm living better than them.
Yeah. That's right. They tell me that.
I'm living better than they living.
Yeah.
You say, I'm a Baptist boy. They talk about you be some Holy Ghost and I see what y'all do. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yeah.
I'm living better than them.
Yeah.
You say thank you to me.
That's what
you
saw.
And that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But they had life.
Yeah.
Long and the short of it is, amen, praise God. The word found me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? God got a so what for you.
Yeah.
Got a so what. You say thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. He had to pull a so what out on me. Amen, John. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Oh, excuse me, on my Peter. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, because he told Peter what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter following Jesus and John, can you say amen? Yeah. He all into God's business. And what shall this man do? He want to know, well, what about John? Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yeah.
But God had a so what?
Yes, he did.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen.
Yeah,
thank you. Amen. Praise God. He said, what is that to you?
Yes, he did.
Say thank you.
Yeah.
He asked Peter, what's that to you?
Yes, Lord.
I'm working, John. And what are you going to say if I say he live and until I return, what you gonna say? What's that to you?
That's right.
You go do what I told you.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So it is, praise God. God tells us to save ourselves.
That's what he says.
Untoward generation. And amen, praise God. If you find out from God that you need life, can you say amen? And you don't have life, it don't matter what X, Y, Z is going on. I need life.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't have life.
Hallelujah.
You, amen, praise God, can relate when the police officer pull you over. And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you are speeding.
Yeah.
And you tell the police officer, that man over there, he was in front of me. He passed by me. You say, thank you, Jesus. What are we trying to tell him? Why ain't you got him?
Right, right. That's what
can
we
you
say
thank you, Jesus? But the reality is, he got you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, praise God. And ain't no need of you trying to justify your wrong by somebody else's wrong. Can you say amen? I was speeding, you got me. And even though somebody was speeding more than me, you got me. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Hallelujah.
You cannot stand before God
and
try to justify
your
wrong
by
somebody else's wrong. You need God.
Yes.
I need God.
Yes.
We need God.
Amen.
We need to draw closer to Him.
Amen.
The good news is that He has provided for us eternal life. The record is in the Son. Amen. He that hath the Son hath life.
True.
And he that hath not the Son
hath
not life. You got to get Jesus in you.
Yes, Lord.
How you gonna know he's in you? He's gonna witness out of you.
Yes, he is.
You Thank you, Jesus. You're looking at secondary evidences. Secondary evidence is you're supposed to be walking right, talking right, and got your mind cleaned up and all of that stuff.
That's secondary.
If I'd only look at the secondary at those church, can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, praise God. But aside from a secondary, there's a primary. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, before the secondary, there's a primary. A whole lot of folk living morally good. They got a secondary with it. Sometimes they beat me off. Oh, come on Saturday, we go out and pass out tracks and knock on doors and be out there all day long.
Witness doing all day long.
I heard. Amen, praise God. But these are secondary. Amen, praise God. And they have value. And amen, they have purpose. But they do not supplant the primary. Can you say amen? And the primary witness of you having the Spirit of God abiding in you is that God witnesses out of you. And how does he witness out of you? By speaking in other tongues. The Spirit of the Lord gives unto you. That's the primary. So you're supposed to take the primary and put it with the secondary so that you will have a great witness to the world.
That's right.
You say amen. Because when you got the primary and the secondary is messed up, then they be worrying about whether the primary is right. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And again, only you and God know. Only you and God know for sure. For sure. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so then we have to work on what we hear and see. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so then the witness is. But as I close, John wants us, amen, to know these things so that you might know that you have eternal life.
Amen.
So God, as I'm closing you today, because he's the author of eternal salvation. He does not want the church not knowing. The church is supposed to know. I know my day of salvation. I know when God saved me. I know when God brought me out of my darkness into this marvelous life.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got a day of salvation. Yes, I know what I received from God was eternal life. I couldn't have received eternal life had not he provided eternal salvation.
Amen.
So then God wants the church to know that, amen, what you have is eternal life. And he also wants the church to know the name of your Savior. Can you say that? Amen. Praise God. He wants us to know that name. Why? Because you're going to have to use it in the morning. You have to use it in the evening. You have to use it in the daytime. Amen. Come in the noontime. Come and say amen. And amen. Praise God. And we don't use it flippantly. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because you hear Jesus come out of a lot of folks. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But amen, praise God. But there's no power in the flippant. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But his name, through faith in his name, is able to change circumstances. Is able to make broken whole. Is able to deliver out of darkness. Is able to turn things around. So then, praise God, as the times that we are living in get darker, praise God, why are you hoping that something going to get better in your life, amen, if you're not coming to the Lord to make it better?
That's right.
It ain't but one answer. You just putting off. Putting off the answer. Because you're going to go over there and find out. There ain't no answer. You gonna go over there? I thought that. No answer. You just putting off. Can you say amen? The danger of putting off is you can put it off until it's too late. So don't keep putting it off.
Don't do it.
Stop chasing your tail.
Yeah,
Stop going around in circles.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. God is the answer. God is your way out. God is your deliverance. God is your hope of salvation. So, amen. Praise God. All right, preacher, I hear you. I'm going to the party the weekend, though.
That's what we said.
All right, preacher, I hear you. But, I can't. That man, ooh, Lord, you don't know that man. He's so handsome. Can you say that? That one? Oh, Lord, can you say that? You just putting off.
Yeah,
all right.
Because, amen, when light come up, you're going to find out. The money wasn't, he wasn't, she wasn't, it wasn't, that wasn't, none of it was the answer. Only Jesus is the answer. So the counsel of God is the same thing I'm telling you right now. Stop putting it off.
Hallelujah.
Stop putting it off.
Hallelujah.
What you waiting for?
Hallelujah.
What you waiting for?
I'm telling you.
You say, why are you delaying? What you hope going to change?
I'm telling you.
What you think going to change in your life? Amen. Pray God to make your life all better and you ain't got God.
Hi. Hallelujah. It ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pray. So what's your way? What's your hope? How did the world say? What's your end game? What's your end game? What you looking for at the end? How you figuring this gonna come out at the end when you don't have no God in your mind? All right. So then praise God.
My God.
You gotta reassess.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. Yeah, you can. Amen. Walk out. You know the song. Writer wrote the song to say, amen, praise God, amen, not now, Lord, amen, praise God, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. But who promised it?
I promise you
tomorrow. And let me tell you, everybody, and I'm leaving, and my time is gone, everybody ain't going to be like Trina. Trina, amen, experienced it, and God called her, pulled her up out of her circumstances. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When she went to the water, and she was ready.
Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? God filled her, and she come up out of the water, speaking in another tongue. Can you say thank you? So everybody ain't going to be Trina.
That's right. That's right.
What I'm trying to tell you is, amen. Your process might be long. So you need to hurry up and get in the process. You might not just get saved next week. I got baptized yesterday. I got the Holy Ghost the first of the week. It might not happen.
It might not happen.
The process might be long.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Right. Because God got to wash some stuff
out
Your head. Some stuff out your mind. Your process might be long. So you ain't got time to fool around. It's time to make the decision. Get in the process.
I'm telling you.
Can you start it? That's right. Get in it. Can you say amen? It might take you a minute to lay that aside. Push that aside. It might take you a minute to get your heart prepared. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So don't be putting it off because you might not get no 5 minutes of salvation.
Watch out.
Can you say thank you? You might not go to the water and God fill you with the Holy Ghost. You say thank you, Jesus. So amen. Praise God. Amen. Delay is dangerous.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Why are you preaching to us, preacher? Because we want to live.
That's why we say
same reason you come to church.
I'm telling you.
You come here for life.
Right.
I hope. I hope you ain't come to see me. How you doing? That's what you come for. How you doing? How you doing? Did that make you feel better? Can you say thank you? I hope you didn't come to see Trina. Can you say thank you? I want to see that brown sweater she got on. Can you say thank you? Oh, Lord. But God calls us to Him for salvation.
Yeah.
So then when you come in here, as I started off letting you know, you come in seeking.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Amen.
I need a change.
Hey.
If you don't need your life changed, Why are you here?
Amen.
Come on, say thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Go on, Barter.
I'm telling you.
Don't put the pill. Go on, Barter. Amen. Bring you. Come on, Sunday. Amen. You waste the time, man. You're going to be part.
Yes, Lord.
But know the end of that.
Yes. Know the end.
Know the end of that.
Yes, Lord.
And so then if you're coming to church,
hallelujah,
then you're coming for God's help.
Yeah,
for God's deliverance.
Yes,
I recognize I need you, Lord. I need a change in my life. I need you to work in me. So God says, in the day you hear my voice, don't go right back.
No, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, he sure did preach. Set him up, Joe.
That's what he said. Yes, Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Amen. I felt like the word was moving in my heart.
That's what we do. That is what everybody says. Oh, we all say that.
Yeah. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And God giving mercy all the time, but you ain't having none of it.
Right.
But he's offering it to us. Can you say amen?
God, my God.
So I'm leaving you today, praise God. But know this. The God is the author of eternal salvation. If you're saved, you're privileged.
Mm.
No gift.
Hey.
No honor. No buzz.
That's right.
If you're saved, you're privileged.
That's right.
And so if you are not saved, you are not among the privileged. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you are not among the privileged. But the good news is, yes, you can be. Because it's open to everyone. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. Fool around and the rapture come and I'll be gone. Don't get mad.
Oh.
Because, amen, you didn't exercise. Amen. Praise God. Your right to come. And to be saved. So I'm encouraging you today, because Jesus is the author of eternal salvation. Don't let it pass you by. Don't, amen, come to Zion or any other church that's preaching the truth and not seek God.
That's right.
That's what church is about.
He
gets you saved. And once God gets you saved, he gets you
better.
Yes, he works on you, praise God. That's from the ground up. He works on you to make you that light that he desires you to be. You don't have so much time. Don't fool yourself. You don't even know how much time you have. And it's getting away from us. Amen. Our time is less now than when I started preaching this message. Time is getting away. And it ain't waiting on you. And it ain't waiting for you. It's just moving on. So you've got to take the initiative. And come to God, amen, while you have the opportunity. Get in the process. And let that process follow you to your house. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I prayed in church, pray at home. Can you say thank you? I prayed at home, pray on the job. I prayed on the job. Pray when you're in the street. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Get in the process. Because God is still saving souls. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And God has for you eternal life. God bless you.